Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Wanted to bring in our next guest, which is Dr. Andre Duvenager, who is a political analyst. And we wanted to talk about the developments between Australia and Iran, Tehran, as the downscaling of diplomatic ties amidst accusations of attacks. So let's move straight on to that, because unfortunately we've only got a few more moments. Professor, good morning. Thank you for joining us. It's a very, very interesting and I think quite unprecedented. I believe that it's only since the first time since the Second World War that Australia has reacted this way to a foreign country. Give us some background here.
Howard, I will give here from the Northwest University. But in quick, there were two anti-Semitic attacks on Australian soil, one in Sydney, one in Melbourne. This was investigated by the Australian Intelligence Agency, and they found that it was motivated by Muslim fundamentalism, and they identify an Iranian connection. They expel the Iranian ambassador from Australia, and they ask their own people to leave Iran immediately, their own citizens. As a reaction on this, Iran also took out the Australian ambassador, and he have to leave Iran. And at the moment, their relationship is on a very low level, and you are quite right, it is very much an exceptional situation. We have seen that a lot when it comes to the United States of America, but Australia is playing, let's say, a more neutral role in this regard. But this, to me, is an indication of the high level of political polarization we have seen in the world. Also, the connection between Australia and Israel on certain levels. And we must also take into consideration, we know that the last wave of attacks, I think Israel was very, and the Americans were very successful in dismantling the Iranian Air Force, their missile systems, as well as their nuclear capacities. But very recently, there are indications that Iran is reorganizing itself and that it's preparing itself for an attack on Israel. And I know that the British and I think also the French have warned their citizens to leave Tehran and to leave Iran. So it's a conflicting situation and it is escalating at the moment.
Could this cause a ripple effect for other countries rethinking their diplomatic relations with Tehran?
Well, I think this is happening already, but we have seen also a counter moves going on. Very recently in Shanghai, we have seen the ASEAN summit organizing 25 countries, and it is clear that Iran will rather link to that grouping, and that grouping is very much anti-Western in their orientation, anti-American, anti-Trump. So what we are looking at is a polarization between the Western world, or what we can refer to as the Western world at large, and then powers like Russia, China, India is also there, but a bit in between. Turkey is there, but in between. But this is an indication of polarization, and Iran is very close to these grouping. And also, I must mention, South Africa is not aligning with the West. We are going with the BRICS Shanghai type of option, and this may have far-reaching economic and financial implications for South Africa.
Yeah, and what's so fascinating about that is if there's unlikely to be great support. The ANC seems to be pushing as hard as it possibly can, even knowing that they don't seem to have the support. Any theories why that might be?
Well, there's only one straight explanation. They are putting political ideology and political alignment to what we can refer to as the East on a higher level and on a higher basis than sound economic relations with Western countries. Now, I know they're always presenting the fact that China is our biggest trade partner, but the reality is we are importing from China a lot and not exporting a lot to China. We are exporting, but it's in a deficit, while we are in a credit when it comes to the United States, which is very important for our economic and international status. Therefore, the link to the USA is very much critical. And at the moment, we are doing quite the opposite. When the G20 summit come up later this year, South Africa, the Americans won't be here. The biggest country, the strongest country in the world won't be here. And at the same time, we are planning military exercises with the Chinese in the Russians, sending, according to my assessment, the complete opposite of what message we should send to the West. Absolutely. And this is clarifying South Africa's position.
We do need to leave it there. It's not a problem. Thank you
for that explanation. Very, very interesting. Very valid, Dr. André Duvenage, helping us to understand the deeper meaning behind Iran's move to attack Australia, a reaction to what has been happening, and the playbook.